What's this bad room? Fine. Go up to last week. Last week we got up. So we did the passage show.
Yeah, we got farther.
Right. Fine. So I guess it's like continuing on understanding music in general before you get to Zmiros. About Tanya says that music. I think the lesson is that the pen is the tool of the mind, and music is the tool of the heart. So music is that expression of the heart. That's what it is. It's, you know, it's the niggin is the tool to kind of bring out those emotions. So like it's just I'm trying to stress, I guess, that like how forgetting his mirrors for a second, how important singing is a real part of Yiddish, right? It's really an avoda, it's a real part of Torah, you know. If you think about Dibur, and Dibur is I'm trying just to get across my thoughts. Singing is getting across emotions, you know. The word Shira is used for song and for like poetry. Even that those tune, but poetry is not just the word, just the emotion behind it. There's a deeper part of it. So that's the Sefer Achinuch here. That's the second book. Sefer Achinuch. So he says by Chatzotzros. He says, he's talking about the mitzvah Chatzotzros. And he says that the, you know, what's the church in mitzvah? So you see where I highlighted it there? Fisha'aram miyoso balchim erzarchis oros gadol el dvarim. So we are very physical people, and we need to be inspired towards things. Give you your packet there. Here you go. We need to be inspired towards things. So, keteva miblin meir yamud ki yashin. Because if you have your teva, and you don't have anything arousing you, you're just asleep. I mean, teva is sleepy. You know, a person is naturally just kind of a sleepy person. You know, we just kind of, you know, inertia, as they say, or couch potato. You need something to, like, get you going, wake you up. So he says that ain't davri reiru kumul kolos a niggin. There's nothing which inspires a person. It wakes you up like a niggin, like music. You do a davar of a kol. That's no. That's you don't need a raya. That's pasha. We know that. The kol shekain kol chatotros shua kol gadol shem kol kli niggin. So he says by the mitzvah chatotros. Kal b'chemer a chatotros to get you going, because that's the next. That's the most powerful, loudest sound of instruments. That's number one. The melody shu elos nims be kol chatotros. The second benefit to chatotros via domeh. Besides the fact that it inspires you to kavana, it zeroes you in on the avodah at hand. I mean, you're supposed to bring a karban. So they brought the chatzotzos blue during Shas Karban. And the point is that it's supposed to kind of drown out all other sounds or, you know, distractions in life and focus you on the moment. It zones you in. And we all know that, you know, if you're reading something or reciting something, you space out. When you're singing, usually you're pretty zoned in on the song. It gets you focused. So the chinuch is saying, in terms of the aesthetic of chatzotzros, the aesthetic of music in general, is that it wakes you up, it's more you, and it puts you in the zone. You know, so that's part of the avodah. So one reason, if you ask, why is music a big part of tefillah? Where do you find music part of tefillah? You find psukim. You find bowl of fun of bir nana. Shirur lo, zamur lo, slichon v'lsa. Throughout davening, we're focusing in on music. It's a big part of davening. I mean, Tehillim Betzim is what? Mishmas, right? Mishmas. You also have it says Lechana Lehodos. No, Lechana Lezamer. Lechana Lezamer. Lechana Lezamer. Right. Lechana Lezamer. Ablicher B'shir Zimra. Right. We say Nishtab. Ablicher B'shir Zimra. Hashem chooses Shir Zimra. Right. So Hashem wants music, because it conveys, number one, the emotion behind the words, and number two, it's more you to get up and to focus on something, and it zeroes you in. And those are all part of the music and davening. You know, and don't make a mistake, you know, there's some shuls, music, no music, we sing, we don't sing. Nusach HaTefillah is music. The Nusach HaTefillah is Messiah of Klal Yisrael, and that already is music. You know, forgetting, do I sing Kedusha or not? Do I sing Kaladim or not? That's already another thing. But the Tefillah is said with the Nusach. We start said with the Nusach. For that reason, there's a song for Pesach, an amazing Ramban. The Ramban holds that Hallel and Yom Tov Derisa. Right? We pass in Lachor as Derabanan. The Ramban holds is Derisa. What's his source for that? He says that the mitzvah of Hallel is Nichlal in the Din Simchas Yom Tov. The Samachta Bechagecha. So that means, you know, Basar Yayin. It also means saying Shiras Vesis Brachos Hakadosh Baruch Hu. world. It's amazing Ramban Lahalacha. It's the Raisa. But what the Ramban's saying is that what's included in Simcha? Simcha is the expression of praise of Hashem. B'toras Halo is that's Mamash Akiva Simcha Yomtiv. So that's how deep the Shira goes. Halo is singing Shira. And when you sing Shira, you're being Mekayim. That's how you're supposed to express your Simcha. It's through Shira. It brings you to that point. Amazing thing. Another element of Shira. The next page here, page 5, is that there's makaros that say that the Shira, it breaks through different blockages in Shemayim and helps Tfilas be heard. About Turim and Vas Chanan. So Vas Chanan is Mushra Nadavening to Hashem, she let him in there to throw. Right? So the Baal Turim says, Vas Chanan's Gematria Shira, same Gematria. Sharma fun of Shira, Moshe Rabbeinu said Shira before Hashem, Kadesha Yishma Tfiloso, so that his tefillah could be heard. Meaning the Baal Turim saying that just davening itself doesn't break through in the same way that a Shira breaks through. When you daven with the Nigin, with the Shira, that davening breaks through Beitim Shemayim, which you could break through otherwise. It's an amazing thing. It's also Rabbeinu Bechaya. There's that. This is not Rabbeinu Bechaya. If I copied it, I can also tell it to you. This is the only one. Yeah, go to page 12. Page 12. Rabbeinu Chaya says, I highlighted on the bottom. Az Yashir Yisrael Sashira Azos, Sashira Kmo Tfila, Mamshech HaKavana, Machshavosu Mimailo Lamata. So Shira is like tefillah that brings the kavana of a person from above to below. Kacha yachad ol rama umrim shira mamshichin habracha mimailo lamata. Vidaki shira b'gematria tefillah. So shira's gematria tefillah as well, by the way. That's an interesting gematria. And he says that shira has the ability to take, number one, your thoughts from your head, I guess, out to the world. You're conveying those emotions. And number two, your shira brings down bracha from Shemayim. So it's not just the tefillah. The shira with the tefillah brings down bracha from Shemayim. There's a quote from the Zohar that says that there's certain hecholos in Shemayim that don't open up besides without shira. You have to sing to open them up. The shira opens them up. So it's just showing the power. One more source for this. This is a source. Go back for a second. Where is that? That's the Torah Samincha. There we go. Page 6. Go to page 7. Go to page 7. Tursa Mincha here, Tursa Mincha is one of the Tumim of the Rashba. Ravaran quotes him in the Torah, a bunch of places. So he's talking there about the idea of crying by a Levaya, by a Velus. That's his discussion. But what he's saying, he says that crying breaks through certain blockages in Shemayim also. And if you look at the last paragraph here, he says, sounds and music. They clear away the clouds of Shemayim, and the different clouds up in Shemayim. To bring up the tefillos there. So you want to know, like, what do I do to get my tefillah, through the gates? A big part of that is the Shira, is the Neginos and Kolos. Because there is in the atmosphere, not physically, but in the spiritual atmosphere, there are these screens that keep our tefillos from going up to Olam Elyon. Okay, so the singing gets that through. So David HaMelech would sing. He wanted to clear the path for his tefillos. So now here, so we're talking about Zmiros. So he's introduced the word Zmiros here. So why do we refer to Tehillim as Zmiros? So we translate Zmira usually as like a song or something. He says it comes from Lashon, Lekarmecha lo Sizmor. You can't prune your kerem. Talking about a Shemitah, you're not allowed to go and harvest your kerem. It's cutting away the branches. So he says that it's called a Zmira because it cuts away in Shemayim. I mean, we're singing being a zmira, you're being a zmir. You're cutting away the screens. And this is a rishon saying this, and you're bringing tefillos into Shemayim. That's why we find also a lashon of shira sa'aka v'charei tachina kagon kol yal Hashem ezra kol Hashem eschanan hafti ki yishma Hashem eskol itachanuna ivar kiyotzvek makdim atzaka tachina lamira, because this is all this idea of breaking through the Shemayim. So it's an incredible power that shira has. So we think, oh, it's nice to sing, you know, it's kind of emotional, it's kind of fun, we enjoy it. It goes so much deeper than that, because it's mamish, you know, clearing, it's being zemer, it's clearing away in Shemayim all these different screens. We'll talk about it when we get to the zmirot. You know, a zamer b'shvachim, the first zemer for any night, a zamer b'shvachim. A zamer, they say, means that through my shvachim, I'm going to cut away the blockages in Shemayim. That's a zamer b'shvachim, right? That's a taitch of that tefillah. I guess a few other points I'll get before we get to Zmiros. You know, singing, so it's an avoda we do. There's an avoda called singing. What's the biggest raya to that? It's number one, we said in the Bais HaMikdash, they had in the Bais HaMikdash, the halacha is, Mishnayos Ne'erchin. Anyone know how many instruments they had playing? Anybody know? The Bais HaMikdash? So it was bare minimum 16, the halacha. You can't do less than 16. They go all the way up, I think, but basically, there's certain limits to certain instruments, it says in the Mishnayos there, but overall, I think the orchestra is unlimited, you know? And they'd have more usually than 16. It'd be a very big orchestra. But it was so chashiv that there were 16 instruments at least. You know, because that was part of the avoda. The avoda was there should be a musical expression in the avoda. The Rambam speaks about, you know, it says in different svarim in Tanakh, in Sefer Shmuel, it says other places that there were b'nei Naviim. There's like schools to be a Navi. If you want to be a Navi, you go to school and become a Navi. Right? So Rambam says it's not guaranteed. Like you could do all the avoda, Hashem may not talk to you, then tough luck, you know. But might say there are schools to be a Navi. So what they do in these schools to be a Navi? Like what they do when they were there? So obviously, I guess they learned, you know, they probably davened a lot, the hill and stuff like that, worked on midos, worked on kedusha. But the Rambam says something amazing. If you look at the Rambam, number 9, page 9. Halacha Dalid. So he talks about Nevuah. He says a Navi can only have Nevuah through Simcha. You can only have it be Navi if you're Mitoch Simcha. Hashem must speak to you if you're sad. Look at the second line in that Rambam. The people, the Tamidim, are trying to become Nevi'im. They had before them instruments, harps and drums and flutes, haim of action and nevuah, and that's what they would do to seek out nevuah. A b'nei nevi'im, and the people who were trained to be nevi'im, their tool they use was music. That's the tool. I mean, obviously they're on a madriga where they're a shayach. So they say the misnab means they were attempting nevuah. Hey, can nevuah? You sing. Let's say temnevua. It's an astounding thing. The music allows a person to tap in to a madriga, or they can actually attempt nevuah if you're at that madriga. That's the Rambam there. So there's an avoda to be done. The shira and the mikdash was to be ma'urir those feelings at the time of the karban. The kuzari says, this quote from the kuzari, im tavor b'cha simcha l'nigin. If you're so happy that your avoda brings you to a nigin, to rika, to dancing, who avoda dveika ben yinoki. This is mamash avoda, and it's dveika snesha. So if you're singing in the right way, it becomes mamash dveikas. I'll tell you one fascinating story about music in the Bais HaMikdash. It's kind of a weird story, Chassidus Shemaisa, but I think it's sourced, you know, to some degree. There's a masorah that in the Bais HaMikdash they would sing different, they'd play different music based on the karban. Meaning, if you're bringing a chatas, there'd be sad music, and when you after you got the kapara, the zrikas hadam, then they would switch to happy music because you got kapara, right? So you'd be there with the chatas, you'd be bringing it, the kohen would bring it to the mizbeach, and they'd be being like a sad, like somber, like, you know, tshuva dika tone. And then as soon as the Zrika occurred, which is the Zman Kapara, they started like making a very happy song. That doesn't start like that. So there's a Maisa with the Abdo Rebbe. The Abdo Rebbe, known as the Ulv Yisrael. I mean, we have to say for Ulv Yisrael. He was he was somebody who actually had a knowledge of who he was in a prior Gilgal. And he knew he was the Kohen Gadol in the prior Gilgal. He knew that. Somebody knew that. He was able to recall things that occurred to him in his previous Gilgal as the Kohen Gadol. They say on Yom Kippur, when we go through the Avodah, so we speak about the Kohen Gadol doing the Avodah in the Kodesh Kodashim. So we say, Mekach Hayah Omer, this is what he would say. So he would say, Mekach Hayisi Omer, this is what I would say. Because that's what he used to do. That's how he was. You can imagine this person. You know, he used to show the Hasidim like different birthmarks he had, and he would say, you know, that's the bruise I got when I was one of Yaakov Avinu's sheep by Lavin, and he had to hit me because I was doing something wrong. that's what I'm going to say. So Maisa, one time he was sitting, he was having his tish on Friday night, and there was this like visitor in town, and he walked in to the Rebbe's tish, and the Rebbe, how do I tell the story, right? The Rebbe looks at him, and the Rebbe just starts laughing at him. And the guy like runs out in shame. Straight, very strange myself, right? The next day, they found this guy dead in his hotel room.
Right? Where?
In his hotel room, they found him dead. He was staying by an inn, and next morning, they found him dead in the hotel room. So Chassidim were like, whoa, like what's going on here? And he walks into the tish, the Rebbe starts laughing at him, and then he finds him dead in the hotel room, yeah. I think I missed one point of the story. I think he first came in, the Rebbe like screamed at him, get out of here. And he came back again, they laughed at him. I think that was the story. He screamed, the first time he came in, he screamed at him, get out of here, guy, what are you doing here? And the second time he comes back, he laughs at him, and the guy is found dead the next day. So the Hasidim are like, my high, like, what's going on over here? Right? Mm-hmm. Sent to the Rebbe. And the Rebbe said, you know, I saw the guy the first time. I looked at him, I was trying to figure out, I know him from somewhere. Where do I know him from? And then I remembered him as, you know, Rashi, I'll tell you what he did. So I threw him out. And then when he came back, I said to myself, must be he needs some sort of kapara or tikkun. That's what's coming back to me. So I laughed at him. And once he had that tikkun, he could die. So I said, what happened? Who was this guy? What did he do? He said, I was thinking back to the days when I was in the Beis Hamikdash as a Kohen Gadol. Right? And there was, you know, the Levium used to be playing the music as they brought karbanos. And that guy was a Levi. They said that guy, when someone would bring a chatos, he would play the sad song a little bit longer after the zrika was done, just to like, you know, give a little bit of a shtuck to the guy, like, you know, like that's, you know, he wouldn't switch to the happy tune right away, and everyone got a little annoyed with this guy because like I just, I got a kapara, why are you making fun of me, you know, it was embarrassing, why are you playing the sad song longer? So one time this Levi had to bring a chatos himself. And when he brought his chatos, everybody played the sad song longer, and they started laughing at him. But he says, I was a Kohen Gadol, and I could bring myself to laugh, but it felt like, yeah, I couldn't do it, I didn't think it was the right thing. But obviously his neshama needed the Kohen Gadol to laugh at him to get a kapara. So when I saw him come back, centuries later in my Gilgal, I saw him come back to my tish, I recognized the guy, I said, that's why he's here, I better laugh at him. So I laughed at him, he got the kapara and he died. Kacha yamasa. That's the maisa.
I see why Rebbe was hesitant.
Yeah, so it's a cool maisa, I don't know, you have to know these things, you know, where they come from, what they are, but the maisa, my point is to show the power of the music by the karbanos. It was a big part of the avoda. It was a major part of the avoda. So and it impacted people's emotions. It impacted how they focused. It impacted their ability to connect with Shemayim. That's what the music did. So next week, Mitzvah Shemayim, we'll get into Shabbos. So this is Nakdama.